Good morning, 924 here on the Mighty 690. Our guest lineup continues here. At this point, we are joined by Chad Young, who is running for the 2nd Congressional District here that encompasses eastern Kansas. And he's actually walking the 25 different counties of the district. And he joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
My name is Chad Young. I'm doing great. I am running for the 2nd Congressional District of Kansas.
Fantastic, and we really appreciate you coming on here on the program and telling us about what you're doing. So, you're on day six of your walk so far. Where are you
day
at,
and
how has it been going?
Day six. I'm 11 miles from you or so. It's gone. It's had good days, and then we've actually had an individual attack us. So that does happen. I mean, people are throwing stuff at us. Cussed at us. We're carrying two flags with us, and I've had some Marines that are going to be joining me, ex-Marines. They want to walk with me for the Patriots and the vets of Kansas, but there are some positive things. We get a lot of honks, a lot of officers stop and talk to us and say, what are you doing, and a lot of interviews throughout the news. But, when I did start, I started in Lawrence, and we did get attacked, and it was very weird. I didn't expect that. One of us got slapped. The individual obviously got in trouble for doing it. But it happens. There's a lot of hatred in America now, and I'm trying to bring us together, not do that. But I've had a lot of great people stop and talk to me about what I'm doing and why I'm walking the 27 counties. I just feel like we need to bring our veterans into this, and me walking with veterans is amazing that they want to do this with me. And then also, you know, getting the Patriots of America to stand together with this walk and notice that most politicians will walk on you. I'm not a politician. I'm a patriot. I'm going to walk for you across the state. And I think that's huge, that we need to replace politicians with patriots.
So, and we appreciate you, on your journey, and I'm sorry to hear about that happening there, but you never know when you're actually, on this trip here. So, what kind of got you really, you talked a little bit about it already, but really what inspired you to actually start running? Can you bring listeners up to speed of, what's kind of your background and
sure,
how do you approach this?
Absolutely. Well, my father was a Vietnam vet, 2 tours. He died with Agent Orange. He was always pushing me and my brothers to go, and to do things like he did. And he was always an extremist and wanting to change the world. And he told me, this is the flag. This is our Constitution. This is our Bill of Rights. You need to fight for this no matter what. And I've seen America and I've seen the government and the politicians tear the Constitution in half and take advantage of the people, and I'm not going to stand for that any longer. I want to fight. That's why I'm constantly saying patriots, not politicians. Politicians have torn that Constitution in half. It was patriots that wrote it, and patriots that'll put it back together again, and that's what we need in Congress. We no longer need these politicians, and that inspired me to know that I had to fight for my country like my father did.
And we're speaking here with Chad Young, running for the 2nd Congressional District of Kansas. And, sir, as we do have the primary coming up, you're running, of course, as a Republican in this upcoming primary. What separates you, in your opinion, from your opponents here as we get closer to this election day?
Sure. Here's the biggest separation. I didn't have opponents before Jake LaTourneur stepped down, and I was the reason Jake LaTourneur stepped down. I pushed and pushed. The bills that he passed were unconstitutional, and the lies that he told to the people were complete farces. I mean, he went all out to lie to the people. He lied about the 2 sexual assaults in college that he had. He didn't tell any of the people that stuff, that he was convicted on those things. I brought it to the table. He stepped down. I'm the one that fought that tyrant out of office, and now everybody else is hopping into this, like Mr. Schmidt and some other people. It's nonsense. You should back the man that fought for you for a year and a half, and that's what I've done for a year and a half. And they don't acknowledge that. And they need to acknowledge that I'm the one that fought for that. I'm the one that fought for the people and got that tyrant to step down. That's what sets me separate.
obviously right now, as you go throughout your journey here, you're seeing a really wide array of the eastern portion of the state of Kansas. And I know as you get, you know, from northeast Kansas down into southeast Kansas, the geography, of course, changes. The economic situation changes as well. And unfortunately, as you get further to the south and east, it's typically not for the better. If you were to be elected in this position, what do you think that we need to do as far as turning things around economically, especially down here in southeast Kansas?
Well, here's what's going on in that situation. Big corporation is going through Kansas, taking land, taking houses, putting in windmills, putting in solar panels, destroying land across the state and across the country, but mainly across Kansas. They're just taking farmland, and big corporation is making the taxpayer pay for this. So these corporations, and I say big corporations, they own the majority of these little corporations or companies that come in. They own them. They're sending them in to take advantage of the people and making the taxpayers pay for it all. And that's destruction. We need to change that. We need to fight that big corporation, big pharma, big tech, and big government, and shrink them and let we the people take back over.
All right. Here again, we are talking with Chad Young and running for that second congressional district seat here in Kansas. And sir, as we continue on here, if in your opinion, what are some of the biggest challenges that are facing our part of the country as it kind of relates to the national scene? I mean, I know that there's a lot of concern just nationally in the direction that the country is going, maybe even from both sides. But what do you think are some of the real big issues that are facing our area?
Well, obviously, the border is wide open. We know that you're seeing more and more foreigners coming into, if you look in the Kansas City area, they are just flooding the Kansas City area, the Lawrence area, flooding the Lawrence area. All the major Wichita areas, those areas are being flooded by illegal immigrants and mostly drugs coming with them. And, you know, when you see that, you see a lot of death. In my past, I worked with, I had a nonprofit that I wrote a thing called Life Skills Programs, and I ran that nonprofit for many years. The biggest thing I seen was the drug issue, the rape and the molestation that these people are bringing with them. They're coming hard to destroy it. This is an army, and maybe not an army that fights normally, but it's an army, and it's fighting America. Every day you hear on the news on how these illegals are raping and pillaging and doing horrible things to people. And we've got to stop that. We've got to close the border. That's probably the number one thing we need to do. And, you know, when it comes to that.
Gotcha. No, so as, you know, we get a little bit closer to Election Day and everything, we talk some about, you know, election integrity, and, you know, here in Kansas, I feel like we have a pretty good feel for, you know, the voter integrity. But around the country, we have seen some, you know, things that started out as perhaps irregularities that were denied at one point, and now they've been brought to light a little bit. Do you have any thoughts on, you know, the whole election integrity situation here in the country? And do you have any thoughts as we just get closer to Election Day this year?
Well, and this is what I've been stating the whole time I've been running, is I stated this. There is no integrity with our government right now. There is no integrity when it comes to your votes. You don't know if your vote counts or it does count. You don't even know if your vote went through. And people are tired of that. They're tired of what's going on with $37 trillion in debt. They're tired of the taxes. They're tired of all that stuff. And what we're looking at is what our forefathers told us in the Constitution. When your government becomes tyrannical to this point, it is time to replace or abolish. And I think we're tired of replacing, and it's now time to downsize and abolish those that come at us and come against us. And it's time for that to happen.
All right, we are again speaking with Chad Young, running for that second congressional district seat for Kansas. And, sir, as you continue your walking tour of the 25 counties, do you kind of have, I know it's a little bit day-to-day, but do you have a bit of an itinerary kind of next stops you have planned if folks are interested in interacting with you and getting to meet you?
Yes, and it's actually going to come through your town, Coffeyville, and I'm going to stay there for probably a day because it's gonna be a 9-hour walk today. I believe I have a speech tonight, but I will stay a day there just to get around. And I usually knock on doors. I have two backpacks and I have my flyers and I put them on doors and I'll talk to people throughout a town for a short period of time. Then I get to the next town. So I will be going through that direction.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate you reaching out and appreciate having the time to have you on air. As we kind of get closer to wrapping things up, anything else that you'd like to convey to the listeners here this morning?
I think it's important to know that we have to have a congressman that loves the people, does not love the government. We have to have a congressman that's willing to listen to what the people want. And this walk has shown me so many people and what they want. And we've got to shut our eyes to what the government's telling the people. We drive the car that the government, we'll drop that government off. And as Reagan once said, that we're in control of the government. The day the government gets in control of the people is the day that we fall apart as a nation, and we cannot have that.
And if people are interested in learning more about your platform and what you stand for, do you have a website or social media or anything like that?
Chad Young for Congress, Chad Young for Congress, Facebook, you can get there, Chad E. Young, that's C-H-A-D-E, middle name, Young. You can find all, and they're all connected. So if you click on Facebook, you'll find the rest of mine.
All right, sir. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning. I hope you stay safe on your travels, and hope you enjoy your time here in Coffeyville when you arrive.
Last thing, my name is Chad Young. I'm running for the 2nd District. We need to put God and Jesus Christ first in this nation. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it this morning. Coming up next, we are going to have more Open Line. That's on the way on the Mighty 690.